Therefore, because my faith is in your word. Oh, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you may be seated. My, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen, it really is. I said it's good. It's good to know the Lord of the house. Of course, of any New Testament house that is committed to the Lord. Early this morning in prayer, I just felt the Lord so strongly nudging me back in a direction that I've shared. It hadn't been that too long ago. I want you to turn with me to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. And there are only 16 verses, but every verse is life-changing. Every verse is life-changing. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. There are any number of titles that we could give to Psalms 91, but the one that I choose to give to it tonight is the safest place in the world. The safest place in the world. We were out at the rodeo grounds and, of course, walking by and seeing our own booth there, and so thrilling to always see Calvary Cathedral in the marketplace. That's why we have a stagecoach every year. We've leased that stagecoach for many years now. And you say, why in the world do you do that? Because I'm a great cowboy? No, I'd like to be, but I'm not. I can ride a horse, but I'm not a rodeo cowboy. And I know that. And I leave those bulls alone, I'm telling you. But one of the displays, I mean, I just looked at it. And it was a shelter. And this man was telling me all the things that it would shelter you from. And, I mean, it was a strong, sturdy, whatever it was made of. And I said, well, there's not a lot of room in here. He said, well, not many people can hear the siren, if there is a cadet. Anyway, whatever. But what he was trying to tell me, and, of course, you know, with the big bomb being in Fort Worth at one time out here at Carswell, you know, Fort Worth Some of you don't know that, but I mean, we've had some interesting things of war in this particular area because of the defense and the defense plans and so on. But people at one time were very much alert that, what if, you know, what if, and you know, sometimes even the military can go wacky. I mean, you know, and you just think, what if somebody pushed the wrong button and went through the wrong system that understood how to do that and what to do? But you know, it all comes back to this, and let's say it, and then we move on. You know, we're safe because we trust in God. I said, we're safe. Our safety is in God. And I've read articles, or little short articles, whatever, people say, well, I'm going to, there's a place maybe somewhere in the sea, or there's a lot of islands out there. They're just going to go spend the rest of their life. But you know, there's no real safe place outside of God. You can flee to the mountains, or you can go to the valleys, or you can go to the depths. Safety is in God. And the safest place in the world, the safest place in the world is with the Lord. But I would like to give Psalms 91 this title tonight, the safest place in the world, because it absolutely is. God's secret place is the safest place in the world. I want to say that one more time. God's secret place is the most, well, it's just the most safe place in the entire world. And so it's God's secret place, and the beautiful thing about it is it's for all believers. It is for all believers. It's a place of safety. It's a place of victory. And even in that first verse, we've asked the question before, and we ask it again in this service, where do you run and where do you stay? Where do you run to and where do you abide? So many people run to, they run to a Christian friend, or they run to church, or they call the preacher and want you to solve a lifetime of iniquity in 1 hour session. And it just doesn't work that way. I mean, some of you say, well, could you call this one? Could you call that one? You're not going to accomplish anything by calling. I mean, there's a call, and if the Spirit of God is there, well, that can work. I certainly agree to that. But, you know, I learned something from some real strong pastors a number of years ago. They wouldn't counsel anyone that hadn't been to 3 services to hear the Word of God. You say, but they're not even born again. Hey, that's all the more reason you need to get them in the house of God. Get them under the Word. You're not going to talk anybody out of sin. You're not going to threaten anybody out of sin. Just like Roy Tarpley, God bless his heart, he's in eternity tonight. $5 million couldn't keep him from drugs. I said, man, if someone offered me $5 million and I had a drug problem, I'd hire a couple of goons to slap me around if I started in that direction. They'd have one job description. You don't let your job security is keep me from messing around. But you find God through believing. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that Word may come over a radio broadcast. It may come over a television program. It may come in a church, or it may come with a group of people going out and witnessing in the highways and hedges. But once you're born again, you qualify for God's secret place. Amen. I said you qualify for God's secret place. And again, I ask you the question, when life closes in on you, when things happen, when the pressures come, and pressures come to believers. I mean, I've had people look at me and say, well, you know, you're a preacher. What planet did you fall from? We drink from the same fountain you drink from. We believe the same word you believe. We're saved by the same blood. I mean, our strength and our safety is from the same Lord that your life depends upon. God's secret place. Now think about it just for a moment. I mean, when something crazy happens, you get correspondence or a phone call, or you wake up in the middle of the night and have a fear attack, or You have a bad husband or a bad wife or, you know, you, whatever the scenario may be. When the pressure's on, where do you run? Where do you run? And the probably the most important question out of that is, where do you stay? I mean, a lot of people run to church, but then, never mind, Lord, I've got that all taken care of. Where do you run and where do you stay? And you know, just some things were challenging. I have challenges all the time. I mean, dear God, in a church like this, it perfects your faith. I mean, it's one good thing about 50 years in a frontline church. It will strengthen and perfect your faith, or you'll be history real quick, I'm telling you. But it's nothing uncommon to wake up, and I mean, boy, you just know there's a spiritual battle going on. And learn what I'm going to say right now. Learn to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I choose to run to the secret place. I'm not going to run to the fear. I'm not going to run to sin. I'm not going to run to the wrong person. I'm not going to run back to the folks that I used to run with if they weren't the right kind of people. Where do you run and where do you stay? Just speak it out loud. Father, I choose to run to the secret place and to dwell there. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. So the safest place in the world is the secret place. Now see, this is one of the most important cornerstones of any New Testament church. Most important thing that can ever happen to any of us, and did happen to almost all of us as far as I know of in this service tonight, is that you must be born again. All right, so now you're born again, but if you don't know how to walk with God, if you don't know how to live an overcoming life, then Satan will just slap your head 24/7 if you'll let him. We've got to learn how to stand when all hell breaks loose. We've got to learn how to stand when our thoughts go crazy. We've got to learn how to stand when bad news comes. And I'm not dwelling on the negative, but I'm telling you, just as sure as God made little green apples, we all have opportunities to believe this book. We all do. Just because we're born again, we're not exempt from trials and tests. We're not exempt from fear attacks. We're not exempt from temptations to do the wrong thing. You're not exempt from that just because you're born again. Satan will come and say, well, you wouldn't have had that thought, or this wouldn't have happened if you were really born again. No, he's a liar. You say, how do you know he's a liar? Every time he moves his lips. So the safest place in the world is to dwell in the secret place. So after you're born again, you need to know what to do when the enemy tries to come in like a flood. I like the interpretation of one minister I heard several years ago. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord. It's not the devil that's the flood, it's the Spirit of the Lord. It's the force of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like the force of a Niagara Falls. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. I'm about to get myself happy, so you get your happy shoes on too. Hallelujah. But how do we get there? You run there. You go there. You choose to go there, to God's secret place. Now, as we go further into Psalms 91, all right, we're there, but here's how you stay there. I will say of the Lord. What you say determines your day. I said something. What you say determines your day, and what you continue to say continues to determine your day. It's not just, well, at 9 o'clock this morning, I said, I believe God, and then you let fear and worry and doubt plague the rest. No, no. I mean, there's days it seems like I've been in warfare all day long. But when the sun went down, I won. I was a world-class overcomer. I was an overcomer. And it was worth it. Hallelujah. I will say, verse 2, I will say of the Lord. Well, I don't believe in all that saying stuff. What, you say everything else? Amen, you say everything else. Saw a man the other day kicking his motorcycle. He said, I can't say what I heard him say, but he wasn't happy with his motorcycle. It wouldn't run. He was saying something, but it wasn't making the motorcycle run. I will say of the Lord, God wants you to say the right thing about him. Wouldn't it hurt your feelings if you listen out the window and your child or your grandchild said, you know, I don't have a good granddaddy, or I don't have a good grandmother. I don't like my granddaddy. I don't like, you know, what people say touches your heart. But he said, I will say of the Lord. And in Romans 8:31, it said, if God be for us, who can be against us? But don't forget the other part of that verse. What shall we then say to these things? All of us can quote Romans 8:31, our favorite part of it. But what are we going to say to these things? What we say determines our way. What we say makes our day. What we say literally charts our course for us. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. What are you going to say about the Lord? Well, here's Psalms 91 said, I'll tell you what I'm going to say about the Lord. He is. My God is. I said, my God is. Hallelujah. He is my refuge. My. You ever see a little child grab a toy and say, my toy? Mine. Mine. My refuge. He's my refuge, but he's your refuge. He's your refuge, but he's my refuge. And my fortress. My God. Oh, thank God. And I'll tell you what, in him will I trust. You know where my trust is? Oh, my trust is in him. You know, growing up as a kid, even in Fort Worth, I was pretty serious thinking little guy. And, of course, you know, there was a lot of talk about war. And, you know, there's been talk of war since I've been in this world. Yeah, it's always been out there. And there's always something going wrong, something running out. I remember in grade school they had us erasing paper, you know, big erasers because we were running out of trees. There were hardly any trees left in America. And I'll never forget the first time I flew in an airplane and looked down and said, well, there's trees everywhere. Somebody been lying to me. What do you mean the trees are all gone? Man, there's rainforest you can't even get through. I don't mean to be foolish and to waste. But, you know, the world's always said, we're going to run out of oil. Now, all of a sudden, we find out we have as much oil as Saudi Arabia. We have enough oil in the United States of America to run us. Should we waste it? No, that's not what I'm saying. But all my life, I've heard we're going to run out of oil. We're going to run out of gas. We're going to run out of water. We're going to run out of trees. And I've seen the lakes get low so many, many times. I mean, even in this greater Fort Worth area, man, I've gone out to Eagle Mountain to water ski, and you had to watch the rocks. I mean, it was, I was out there a couple, three times years ago when it was dangerous to ski. They were warning you not to water ski. But you know what? All of a sudden, it began to rain. And all it takes is God's rain to get things going again. Hallelujah. Don't get spooked by the way things are right now. Keep your faith in God. As long as we're on this, I believe this with every fiber of my being. As long as we're on this earth, there's going to be food to eat. There's going to be water to drink. There's going to be gasoline because we have vehicles now that require that type of thing. There's going to be enough trees. Amen. Praise God. I will say of the Lord, my God shall supply all my needs. I know that's in Philippians, but I had to slip that in. Praise the Lord. I will say of the Lord, he is. God, you are. You're bigger than what I'm facing. You're bigger than the doctor's report. You're bigger than the newspapers. You're bigger than whatever's going on. And now the thing of ISIS. And I heard someone say, well, ISIS is going to take the world over. No, they're not. I mean, just like a little flicker. All God has to do is go, and ISIS is history. And we need to pray about that. I don't mean they either get right with God or go on. Praise God. I will say of the Lord. Now you say, what are you doing? What I'm telling you is bedrock truth. All right, so I'm born again. But now even though I'm born again, if I'm worried about my food, if I'm worried about my water, if I'm worried about the trees, if I'm worried about ISIS, if I'm just having a nervous breakdown about my family, Satan can just make your life hell on earth. You're not going to hell anymore, but he just gives you what for all the time. Start singing out, I choose to dwell in the secret place. And I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. He's bigger than anything that we face. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Don't know about you, but I'll tell you what, I'm getting happy up here. Praise God. Number three, in this secret place, because of the secret place, surely he shall deliver thee. Surely he shall deliver thee. God knows how to deliver us. How many times do we face the impossible? We put our trust in God, and guess what? He delivers us again. He's a God of deliverance. Amen. Look in verse 4, because I'm dwelling in the secret place, I'm covered. I am covered. Hallelujah. I am covered. He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I am covered. Oh, thank God I am covered. Oh, thank God. Excuse me, just let me have a little church up here. I'm covered. Are you covered? Hallelujah. What you got that umbrella out for when it's raining? Well, I'm covered. All right, we're covered. I'm covered. Thou shalt not be afraid. Because I'm in the secret place, I don't have to live a life of fear. I don't have to live a life of fear. Fear hath torment. Fear is a terrible thing. I said, I don't have to fear. Thou shalt not be afraid. Well, what does that mean? For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Night or day. Did you hear me? Night or day. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Night, day, darkness. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid. Hallelujah. I don't have to be afraid. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You say, well, I know that. Thank God you know it, because you're going to need it. We're all going to need that. That's why we need to know these truths backwards and forwards. How many times we hear them, that's not the deal. Is it in your spirit? Is the deposit in your spirit? Technically, that's why they give you a vaccine, so there'll be something there to fight off whatever would try to come in your physical body. But he said, thou shalt not be afraid. Not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. And here's one that I think is so awesome. When others fall, I stand. I said, when others fall, I stand. Amen. Remember several years ago when two or three leading television evangelists fell in a pretty short period of time. And I remember hearing one preacher said, I'm afraid I'm going to be that I could be the next. Well, he might have had good reason to make that statement, but I mean, if he didn't have any good reason to make that statement, he was opening the door to be the next failure. Amen. When others, listen to me, I regret when someone else falls, but I'm not going to fall because somebody else fell. I'm not going to quit the ministry because some preacher fell. I'm not going to close the church doors because some church went crazy. Amen. I'm not going to quit because somebody else quit. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000. Notice that. 10,000 at thy right hand. but it shall not come nigh thee. You can stand when others fall by the help of God. You certainly understand. I'm not talking about mind over matter and, you know, positive thinking. I believe in positive thinking, but no, it goes deeper than that. Because my faith is in the God of the secret place, because I'm dwelling in the secret place. 1,000 may fall on one side and 10,000 on the other, but I'm going to make it. I remember when I really gave my heart to the Lord, I mean, made a full commitment to the Lord, and I was enrolled in Bible college, and I had a friend that he was a real inspiration to me. I mean, I can't explain it. You know, sometimes you just appreciate some folks, it seems like, a little bit more than others because you know them or see them or whatever in certain areas. And I'll tell you, I looked at that man, I thought, man, he is just, whew, how could I ever catch up to this young man? We were both just getting started in the ministry. And, you know, God blessed him, and he had to leave school because of finances. And he was out holding revivals. Man, I'd just go to the mailbox at the Bible college, and I'd just wait for his letters, tell me what was happening in this meeting and that meeting and whatever. And then one day I got a letter, and he said, Bob, he said, you're my friend, and I hate to tell you, but he said, I've fallen. And it was a set of circumstances that Satan had him set up, and he chose not to be a Joseph, but he chose to be otherwise. And, you know, boy, when I left that post office at school, I mean, it's just doom and gloom and misery. I thought, man, his name was Dean. I said, if Dean can't make it, man, I thought he was a much better Christian than I was. I thought he was stronger in faith. He was a better speaker than I ever thought about being in those beginning. I mean, the man had it all together. But let me tell you something. You can have it all together and fall flat on your face. Because the strength of our life is God Almighty. And I'm not going to make it because I'm not going to fall because somebody else falls. Everybody or somebody around you may fall. You don't have to fall because somebody else falls. Make up your mind. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do the right thing. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. I said, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. And you know the thing about it, if you hold on to the word of God, verse 8 becomes so real. If you're a secret place dweller, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. You know, some of you, if I stop right now, I could have several testimonials. You've lived long enough to see people that made wrong decisions, took wrong turns, and did the wrong thing, and you saw what happened. If they're still on 2 feet, they're in some serious... Most of them are in some serious frustration and troubles and so on. Of course, you just don't fight God. You don't go against God. You don't just walk off from God. You just don't do that. You'll see the reward of the wicked. But oh, thank God, thank God. Here he really comes back into the secret place truth again in verse 9 here in Psalms 91. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Hallelujah. Because you've made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, because. Oh, you can get saved in a moment, but it takes a lifetime to walk out to be an overcomer. They don't give you an overcomer's pin back in the inquiry room, and you never have another problem, never have another trial. Glad you joined the Calvary Club because you'll never have another. No, that's not the way it works. But I'll tell you what, he'll be right there tracking you every step you take. Praise God, he's with you, for you, in you, and through you. And he'll help you. There shall no evil befall thee. You say, well, some bad things happen. You can't even spell bad. What are you talking about? Listen, I tell you, things can be a whole lot worse, honey. Thank God things are as good as they are. There's a lot of believers. Look out in the world tonight. I mean, it's been out there. It's been out there, and anybody in the know understands that there's been tremendous persecution of Christians, especially for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years. But now look at this ISIS thing that's out there. They're after the Christians. They're after the Jews. This world hates those that reach out to God. Amen. And we just need to hold steady in faith. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. We need to plead the blood over America. Need to plead the blood over America. We don't have enough armies to protect us. We don't have enough law enforcement. We don't have enough guns or bullets or bombs. We don't. The Lord is our protection. The Lord's the protection of your home. Amen. I'm not against guns. I'm not against guns. Just know what you're doing, know how to use one. But I'm telling you, that gun is not your protection. It'll help protect you, but your protection is God. Your protection is God. Amen. Said, no plague shall come now that dwelling. For he shall give his angels. I'm kept by angels. Write that down. I am kept by angels. I am kept by angels. Hallelujah. I am kept by angels. Don't move too quick, you'll bump into them. Every once in a while, someone says, you know, while you were, and I know it, a lot of ministers hear this, but while you were preaching, I saw a couple of three people standing by you that were about 4 foot taller than you were. Well, I received that. I'm not going to run them off. I'm going to celebrate my angels. He giveth his angels charge over thee. Praise be unto God to keep thee in all thy ways. To keep thee in all thy ways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I look at places I've gone, places I've traveled, things I've done overseas, and later on I found out I was in one of the most dangerous places in the world. But you know, the safest place in the world is in the will of God. I said the safest place in the world is in the will of God. Hallelujah. They shall bear thee up in their hands. Angels have hands. Lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt, Satan's beneath our feet. Here's the authority of the believer. In Psalms 91 verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Satan is beneath my feet. I said, Satan is beneath my feet. Hallelujah. Satan is beneath my feet. You know, I've thought so many times. I think I've learned so much about God, the love of God and protection of God, just seeing how God's taking care of our youngest daughter, Janet. I sometimes look at her, she cannot do for herself. We don't know what's going on inside of her. She can't tell us if she's hurting. She may act uncomfortable, sometimes I just sit there and I have a father's heart, I have a pastor's heart. But you know, God has helped us take care of that child. God has helped. Amen. And it just seems at the right time that God sends the right help or the right thing. We had a little feeding tube problem the other day and went to the hospital and someone made a mistake and got home and then that caused other problems. And I mean, all she's been to the hospital for is feeding tubes ever since things happened in 1998. Amen. And we went back and then they were going to do this, but then we're going to have to come back the next day and sit around a hospital all day long. But you know, God gave us favor. God gave us favor. And the doctor said, well, you know, I believe I'll do it. I believe we'll do it this way. And we'll just take care of it right now. And I thought, that's the favor of God. That's the favor of God. God is so good. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Because he hath set his love upon me. Oh, now this is strong. There's around seven things here in Psalms 91. Because our love is set on the Lord. I'm going to have to move quick here. Because he hath set his love upon me. And now we've already read that he said, I will deliver him. You know, God delivers us. God delivers us. We'll have to get to heaven to find out how many ways and how many times God delivered us. He said, I will set him on high. I will set him. Hallelujah. I am delivered. He sets me on high. He sets me above, not beneath. Above, not beneath. Because he hath known my name. Hallelujah. We know the power of the name of the Lord. We know the power of the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He answers our prayers. He shall call upon me. All because we've set our love upon Him. Oh, it pays to love God. Ooh, it pays to love God. It pays to love God's Son. It pays to love the blessed Holy Spirit. It pays to be at peace with heaven. It pays to be at peace with heaven. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Say, well, I don't know about that. Well, if you don't know about it, well, then don't worry about it. It's not going to happen. But do you pray in faith, believing in Jesus? Now, folks, we don't pray about something. We speak. We speak the word. Let's get back and stay with basics. Amen. We're not just floating around praying about this like flower children. Maybe so, maybe no. He loves me not. No, but he shall call upon me. Well, what happens then? He answers. I call, he answers. I call, he answers. Glory to God. I'll be with him in trouble. Oh, man, isn't that good? Ever have any trouble? He didn't say that you were exempt from trouble, but he said, I'll be with you in trouble. I mean, one of our, and this can happen and has happened in so many ways, so many times, but there was a precious lady in the evening time, older than she used to be, and children were not acting right, and children were taking advantage, and called me and said, Pastor, I need your agreement, and we agreed on that thing. And it took a little while, but you know, God worked that thing out and got that thing all straightened out and got those kids all off somewhere else where they needed to be. You know, God knows how to iron out the wrinkles. God knows how to get things going right again. God knows how to sort things out. Am I in a church that believes that? All right. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. I will deliver him. That delivering again. But there's another part of that delivering there in verse 15. I will honor him. You know, it's amazing. God not only helps us, delivers us, strengthens us, he honors us. I tell you, just even the last few months, I am honored in ways that I would sound very conceited if I verbalized it. You know, there's a lot of people in this community that love this church and love us and have confidence in us. I mean, it's amazing how many ministries have expressed very kind things, and that the wisdom of this. I couldn't tell you how many preachers have said, Pastor, we've watched you, we've watched Calvary Cathedral over the years, and you guys have stood like a rock. We know the things, some of the things personally that you've had to go through with your own child's health and disloyalty issues with people and lies told. You know, you can say anything on the social media. There's nothing you can do about it. You can say I killed my grandmother, and there's not a thing I could do about that. We live in a very vulnerable age, and you know, you just have to take the nailed, scarred hand of Jesus and know you're doing the right thing, and just go straight ahead forward. But it amazes me. This church is highly respected in places that would surprise you in greater Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. A lot of people watch what happens around here. And it's amazing. But you know, that's honor. That's honor. Joseph went from his father's house to the pit, and then he went from the pit to the palace, and the palace back to the prison. But God honored him. If you'll just do the right thing, God's going to honor you, and God's going to bring you out on top. God's going to vindicate you. God's going to lead you in the right direction. That's just God. That's the way God does things. Daniel, oh, Daniel, is the God that you serve continuously. Did he do it again? Oh, King, live forever. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, when heathens start preaching the gospel, you know something's moving on. Honor him. Honor him. I will honor him. Oh, hallelujah. I will honor him. You know, I'd rather God honor me than anyone in the whole wide world. Hallelujah. I appreciate your honor, but His honor is the ultimate. His honor is the ultimate. Praise God. And then the final verse in Psalms 91, verse 16. And you know, I have claimed this verse, and I've said it before. I'm long life for males in my family, and I'm going to set a record. Praise God. Hallelujah. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. Hallelujah. With long life. I never got tired of hearing Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin tell us how that he was 15 or 16 years old in bed and bedfast and had a heart. They said his blood was so thin that it didn't even look like, hardly look like blood, just kind of pinkish, kind of a sick pink. But you know what happened to Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin? He found Mark 11. He found Mark chapter 11. And he started believing that. You said, does that work? Well, yes, it does. You know where Mark 11 is? If you got your Bible, just turn on over there. Put your finger on. Some of you need to rejoice in that even tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Mark 11. Praise be unto God. I tell you, folks, with long life will I satisfy Him. With long life. Brother Hagin, you say, I believe God for long life. They said I wouldn't live past 16 years of age. But he lived to be, I don't know, 84, 85, 86. I forget what the final age was. With long life will I satisfy Him. He said, I'm going to live as long as I want to live, and then if I'm not satisfied, we'll live a little while longer. I've heard Him say that so many times. If I'm not, I'll live until I'm satisfied. You know what I want to do? I don't want to just live. I want to live a productive life. I want to live a pleasant life. I want to live a life that produces the works of God. I don't want to just live to hang out. That doesn't interest me. But I want to live to be a part. There's so many things happening around here. I'm about to get excited. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Good things are on the way. Good things are on the way. Good things are on the way. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Hallelujah. Good things are on the way. I like to go past a home that was our home for several years when I was growing up. And, you know, in that home, I look at it and I thought, man, that seemed like the biggest place in the world. We had three bedrooms in that home, and we were the only house on the block that had three bedrooms. They weren't very big, but we had three bedrooms, you know. We had a one-car garage, man. I mean, we had a garage, and some others didn't have garages, you know. Yeah. And that fireplace, I thought that was the biggest fireplace in the world. And one day I went by, I said, would you mind if I just looked in here for it? They said, well, no, we don't mind. I looked, and I thought, man, that's a tiny little fireplace. And then we remodeled a house. We remodeled a house a few years later when we were in the ministry and, of course, in the post office there. And we had a fireplace bigger than this pulpit. I mean, I said, I want a big fireplace. I want a big one, you know. But anyway, long story short, but out of the little house, I mean, I thought that was the biggest house in the world. One day, some people contacted my father and mother and said, there's a house. There's a house that's for sale. And I won't go into all of it, but they paid the great sum of $20,000. $20,000 for a house that today would be worth about $800,000. If I show it to you, it's a beautiful home over on Fifth Avenue. And, you know, we moved from the $6,000 house to a $20,000 house, which really turned out to be a pretty good house. I mean, it's a handsome house. And, you know, you say, why are you going to that? I've never used that as an illustration before. But I'll never forget when we walked into that house, I thought, my Lord, a four-car garage. I didn't know there was one like that in the world. I didn't know anybody had a four-car garage. And we had a basement. Had a basement. Wow. Boy, did we have fun in that basement. Three boys in a basement. I'm telling you, a lot went on in that basement. Praise God. Amen. Two-story house. Air conditioning. Not a window unit, but, you know, real deal. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, you say, where in the world are you going? If I can just get it on the ground, what God, you know, wherever we are right now, get ready, get ready, get ready. God has something so much better. If that's okay with you. Now, if it's not okay, don't worry about it. Nothing forced. But I mean, you can go from a one-car garage to a four-car garage. You don't have to. I know you may think I'm being a little foolish right now, but what I'm trying to do is get you to think bigger. I'm trying to stretch your faith out a little bit. I mean, you take young people. I know I've watched them from the house of Isaiah come in. Man, I mean, they were in trouble. They were in trouble with the law. They were in trouble with everything in their life was upside down. But I've met several of them now that are businessmen, have their own businesses, especially over in the Dallas area. And they said, we used to come over to your church on Wednesday night. We found Jesus in your church on a Wednesday night. And we came off of dope and we came off of alcohol. Now they're businessmen and they're hiring other young people that are troubled. I'm telling you, all things are possible. Don't get stuck on where you are. Don't bog down on where you are. God's bigger. God's bigger than wherever you are. God's bigger. Hallelujah. Caleb still say at 80 years of age, give me this mountain. Give me this mountain. Hey, Shalabakura Kasika. Don't get stuck on where you are. Don't get stuck on where you are. We serve a big God. And I'm not just ballyhooing things, but I'm using that as an illustration. God wants us to win more souls, make more money so we can get the end time harvest in, help do things that need to be done. Praise God, pay our bills, live in dignity. God wants you to have a full life, but just don't get stuck on where you are. God's bigger than that. God's bigger than that. I said, God's bigger than that. Hallelujah. We were associate ministers. I went through some records, found an old box one day a few years ago. Man, we used to give a dollar check and try to beat it to the bank the next day. Hey, $1.25. We've got our faith up, you know. $1.50. Whoa. Help us, Lord. Those days were real. But you know what, Joe and I, we said, we're going to be givers. Amen. Times are tight for us, but we're going to give. We're going to be givers. Hallelujah. We're going to get seed in the ground. We're going to sow seed. Some of you would laugh. I showed you where we were associate ministers for 8 years. I mean, some of you say, I've driven people by, and they say, you're kidding. I didn't have brick on it then even. I mean, it was... It was kind of small. But I was faithful where it was small. I was faithful where I was at. I was faithful to do what God put in my hand to do. I was faithful. God blesses faithful people. I said, God blesses faithful people. Amen. Might have driven an old car, but it was the cleanest car on the block. Amen. Praise God. I don't forget, we had our car, just everything went down. I was out looking around. Someone said, you ought to try a car agency. I went out to Burleson. I don't even remember the name of the agency. And there was a new Ford Fairlane there. The guy said, preacher, you need this car. I said, yeah, I don't need this car. I don't need a payment. He said, I'll tell you what. You just take this car and you just pay me as money comes. Brand new car. I said, you're kidding, man. No, he said, here's the keys. Just take. So I drive. Amen. It's amazing what God can do. It's amazing what God can do. I've taken a whole different 180 here tonight, but I'm telling you about the Spirit of God. Don't bog down on where you are, mentally, physically, or spiritually, or financially. Keep your faith up. Keep your faith up. We serve a big God. We serve a big God. Didn't have a gym for 22 years for our Christian school. Didn't have a gym. People said, you'll never have a gym. You'll never have a school. Our school was integrated in our educational facilities downtown in the building the tornado took out. Now we have two gems. One state of the art. Two gems. Hallelujah. Keep your faith on the line with me. Praise God. We will see. It was a while in coming, but we got a new roof, huh? Every time the devil tells you that God's word's not true, just drive down to Calvary Cathedral, and you have my permission, just drive right here until you run out of gas and pull it up and say, look at there, God is faithful. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise God. We will have new lighting on that parking lot. We will have a new parking lot. We will do some modernizing in this auditorium. But, you know, here's the thing about it. Man, I'd rather look, if we had to take a choice, I'd rather look just like we look right now and still have 25 to 50 people come forward on the altar call on Sunday morning. I found out people can get saved in this room. People can be healed in this room. We may not have the fanciest church in Dallas-Fort Worth, but I tell you what, we can do business for God in this building. The Holy Ghost is welcome in this building. Jesus is welcome in this building. Hallelujah. Praise God. We preach the word of God. We preach blessing. We preach prosperity. We preach healing. Praise be unto God. We preach the revival. Revival. I say, well, you'd be a lot more successful if you get off that revival. No, honey, you don't understand. The way we're successful to do what God says to do. I'd rather God call me success than the whole world call me success. Stand your feet, all right? You better stand up. I'm not through. You got a chance to stand up now. Come on. I want you to lift up your hands, and it's time for a shout of victory. Shake loose! Shake loose that unbelief! Shake it loose! Shake it loose! Hallelujah! Shake it loose! Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Rabakaraka Sheka. Shake it loose. Shake it loose. Shake that snake back in the fire. Shake that viper back in the fire. God is real. Oh, Rabariada Lavarabakarakashai. Oh, Rababatila Borekorakashikataya Dorabakata Rakatai. Rabakataya Katai. Shila Bakatai. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, we need a coming out party tonight. We're coming out of fear. We're coming out of poverty. We're coming out of sickness. Coming out of defeat. Hey! Oh, we're coming out. We're coming out. Coming out. Oh, come, let's praise God tonight. Just for a few moments. Let's have a coming out party. I'm believing for all your family to be saved. Household salvation. If you need a better car, a better car. If you need a better house, a better house. Oh, I'm believing God. I believe 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 God. Rababati labakorakashai. Rababatiya rabakoshe katai. I believe God. 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 Shout it out. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. It shall be even as God has said. Hallelujah. Oh, yadalabaya sakataya. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Shila babareka reka saka. Just say it with me now. It's for me and my house. We will. We will. We will. Serve the Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. We will prosper and be prosperous. We will prosper and be prosperous. Oh, oh, on this Wednesday night, mark it down. This is a coming out party. This is a coming out celebration tonight. Young people are coming out of the pit into the palace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. Let's call for a greater spirit of revival in our church. Let's call for a greater. Father, we call for a greater spirit of revival in our church and in each of us. We call for a greater spirit of revival in our church and in each of us. Oh, yes, we do, Father. Oh, yes, we do. Hallelujah. We call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We call in finances for the people as well as for the church. We bless the people, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, raka rako shika daya. We just call for the will of God in Calvary Cathedral International. We call for the will of God. We call for the will of God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. Father, I just thank you that the peace of God rules and reigns throughout Calvary Cathedral International. Father, I thank you that you have brought and you are bringing in people. Oh, that will just love the house of God, will just love to be a part of what God's doing. Now, God, this is more than the raising of a voice and more noise and a little shouting in the preaching. Father, what I've said tonight is word. For, beloved, I would that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Beloved, speaking to believers, would that you prosper, be in health even as your soul prospers. Speak the word of God over your body every day. Speak the word of God over your body every day, over your mind, over your family, in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you on this 17 and a half acres that the glory of the Lord will be revealed, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for a greater spirit of revival in our church, a greater spirit of revival. A spirit of revival in Calvary Christian Academy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we're living in a day when I'm here Baptist talking more about revival than charismatics. God help. God help. Living in a day and time when I'm hearing some Baptists sing songs while we still running circles in the marketplace. God, help us. God, help us. God, help us. Oh, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, praise God. Whew. Let's lift our hands and praise our God tonight. Lift our hands and praise our God tonight. Shela baba katora kasa katareka. Shela baba tare karekasa. Yada lavore yada leve. You're doing it. You're doing it. You're doing it. Just worship him. Worship him. Just a sweet spirit of God. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall stand guard over our hearts and over our minds. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. God bless the house of Isaiah tonight. God bless these young men from Isaiah, house of Isaiah. Oh, God, we pray for Isaiah. We lift him up. We lift the young men up, Father, from the house of Isaiah in the name of Jesus. Work miracles for them. Keep them safe as they drive. Oh, God. Yeah, bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. Bring them out. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's make that decision. We're going to dwell in the secret place. We're going to dwell in the secret place. We're going to dwell in the secret place. Dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. We're going to dwell in the secret place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't be a scorner. But his delight, her delight, is in the law of the Lord, the word of God. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know what God said about believers like you precious people tonight? You'll be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth your fruit in your season. Your leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Say it with me, whatsoever I doeth shall prosper. I'm prosperity looking for a place to happen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Boy, there's such a peace of God in this room tonight. Such a peace of God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace. Some of you walked in here tighter than an 8-day clock. God just let you relax. Peace of God. Peace of God. Peace of God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, 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 glory. Janice, how long you been coming to Calvary? How long you been coming to Calvary? About 48 years. and you're still here, and you're happy about being here. You got a smile on your face. You've never caused Joe and I 1 ounce of misery. Never. We think of you, we just get a grin on our face. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Why are you still hanging out? Why are you still here? Come here. Janice.